Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's an internationally recognized business performance expert and the founding partner, CEO of Business Advancement. She's our longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend Pam Harper. Welcome back.
It's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Pam, one of the things that I've talked about a lot on the show before, something that's on your mind, I know, these days, and two things that's on your mind. Number one is something you and I've talked about is becoming a better CEO of your company. But the other thing is the culture thing. And what I've reminded people about over the years is your business has a culture. Your business environment, the relationship with your employees have with you, with each other, the one you have with your customers, with the people all around you in your neighborhood, inside and outside your four walls, there's a culture there. The question is not whether you have a culture; it's whether you are in charge of it. If you know what it is, and it's what you want it to be, right?
That's true. I mean, culture. If you think about culture as the organization's personality, it's about that basic. And it happens whether or not you shape it. But the fact is that when you can shape your organization's culture, which you can, then you're always going to have much better performance and much more engaged and committed employees, and that ends up being much more profitable for everybody.
Of course, let's define what the culture is that we want. I mean, I may want a different culture for my business than you want for yours.
Well, you should, as a matter of fact.
But a lot of people might think, well, I just want a high quality culture, you know, whatever. But I mean, there's a way of defining it, isn't it?
Yes. Well, a culture really is the values and the beliefs and the practices that occur in your everyday business. That would be everything that you believe and you think about doing business, and it explains why you can have two companies that are doing the same thing, but they're doing it so differently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here in New Jersey, and we have pizzerias all over the place. And I can tell you that there are probably within a square mile at least eight, and they're doing well,
mm-hmm.
and each of them so different. Why? It's the culture. It's how they choose to do things mm-hmm. on a day-in and day-out business. Where they choose to locate is influenced by your culture. It's your values, your beliefs, and your practices. How you choose whether you're going to have the highest quality ingredients that are the most expensive or whether you're going to go with the cheapest ingredients. That's influenced by your culture. So a lot of people have this misconception that culture is just the people issues, but it's really
right.
Every single thing that goes into your business.
And every one of those three things come from the top.
That's right.
There is no quandary about the chicken or egg or where the headwaters are of these. It's with the top. It starts at the top, and it, like gravity, it goes downhill, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. The CEO of a company or president of a company or owner of a company is the person who really owns the culture. Because, again, if you go with the definition that I'm offering here, which is actually others believe it too, is that your values are where it starts. Those are your values.
Mm-hmm.
And it influences who you hire and everything else that goes on.
Well, if your words and what you say or what you demonstrate, or I shouldn't say demonstrate, what you indicate are your beliefs and your values, if your performance, if your practices don't match that, that's the culture of your business. If you have the kind of values and beliefs that people don't like, other that maybe I don't like or maybe you don't like, and you practice those, you get to do that. That's your culture. But that doesn't mean I want to do business with you or vice versa, right?
Well, that's right. In fact, in my book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, I talk about the formal culture and the informal culture. Mm-hmm. So what you just described, Jim, the formal culture would be everything you write down, you know, right. The values.
Can we talk about that? You know. Can we talk about those two when we come back?
Sure.
I think that's a good way, next place to go. Okay. I need your website, Pam.
It's businessadvance.com.
Businessadvance.com. Pamela S. Harper is the name on Preventing Strategic Gridlock. That's her book. She and I will be right back after these messages. This 20 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Forever, another illusion I chose to create. You don't love what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.